Also, RCA Victor had come out with the extended play 45 RPM record, which was a small 7-inch disc, geared, they said, to the most popular classical music of all, which was overtures and arias, and the playing time of 4.5 minutes or so was perfect for that 7-inch 45 RPM side. Although, when I went to RCA in 1960, I said to the guys, hey, tell me the truth. How did you come up with 45 RPM, claiming it was the best speed and all that, because there's no reason to think that it's the best speed? And one of the guys said, well, you were putting out 33s. We didn't want to copy you, so we took 78 minus 33, and it came out 45. And I said, come on, that's not really true. Yes, he said, it's really true. So I asked around the table. Nobody could really confirm or deny that, but it's a good story. And to this day, I don't really know the answer. And I don't think anyone at RCA really knows. Maybe they don't want to spoil a good story, or maybe they don't want to admit it. It's one or the other.